going to be joined by our featured guest this week, actor who you know and love on shows like HBO's Insecure.
Oh, I love that
watch,
show.
Yeah, watch
love
that show.
Yeah,
good love show. Good
You're
show.
All about Insecure, aren't you, Phil?
And he's got a great new show coming up, FX drama Snowfall, which is being advertised everywhere. I see the billboards everywhere. We're joined in line now by Wade Elaine Marcus. Wade, how are you this fine evening?
Tim, how's it going, man? I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Really good. Really good. Now, I got to ask you, we were talking in our first hour about taking a knee in the NFL and the NBA. What's your view on that? It's political speech, fine, but is it effective? Is it the kind of thing we should support? What do you think about the president who goes out of his way to flame people who are doing, you know, political speech? What are your thoughts on that, Wade?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for me is that, you know, I've always been a fan of what Colin has done. I do. I think taking a knee is symbolic historically for a long time. It has been, and it is right now, especially. And, you know, Colin has gone out of his way, put his own self on the line to be able to show this. But now we're in a situation where people are taking the knee to protest Trump.
Right.
To me, that kind of takes away from the fact that, you know, Kaepernick was taking a knee to protest his step.
Yeah, it's diluting the message.
It's turning it into something that's partisan now. And I feel that the best politics we can have is where we understand we're being partisan in an election, but between elections, we got to govern. We got to find solutions. Is this the right thing to take what was originally a very focused message, I thought, when Kaepernick and others
Trump
were doing
it? Trump is the one who
created. You're going to blame it all on Donald
Trump.
Well,
yeah. I mean, he mischaracterized it, so they're responding to it, and now it's a confused mess.
Yeah, it's a confused mess, and then also, you know, I start to, like, you know, I feel myself wanting to turn on the channel to watch NFL now to see who's kneeling.
Right.
And then I start thinking, oh, is Trump working with these owners to get people to watch again? Some kind of, and maybe that's just my conspiracy mind, but I'm just like, I can feel myself wanting to watch the NFL again when I had made a choice to not watch because of what's going on.
Right. And now the media or the news things are saying Trump versus the NFL, and now it's this kind of battle royale that we have to watch.
It's ridiculous, and we just become inundated with, like, with what, you know, with a lot of a lot of malarkey.
That's the Trump effect, isn't it?
It is.
Like, you create chaos, and it all ceases to have any meaning.
Chaos on top of chaos. Everyone's looking around, and all
chaos
this is malarkey.
No.
Now I've got to ask you, Wade. We're in the era of peak TV.
Who says it's a peak TV?
Peak TV. Someone did.
Still going up.
Someone
and
did.
And he's part of a show that's part of peak TV. Insecure, I love that show.
How do you feel, Wade? How's peak TV treating you? You're on some great projects now.
I'm really, really fortunate. You know, like, well, first off, I mean, Insecure, Issa Rae, it's really, you know, Issa Rae, who is the brainchild of Insecure, coming from The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl, which was a show on YouTube that then basically is what developed into this show, which she has technically co-created with Larry Wilmore. But now, like, our three, you know, heads of our show are really Issa Rae, Princess Penny, who's our showrunner, and Melina Matsoukas, who came from the music video and commercial world. Did videos like Beyonce's Formation and Rihanna's, like, We Found Love. I don't know if you ever saw either of those, like, incredible videos. But so, you know, for me as an actor and also as a writer-director to be just in the midst of watching them create the show, because the three of them also, like, this is their first time that they've made a show. You know, it's not like they are, you know, they all know what they're doing, but they're doing it also in the moment. And so to be a part of that has just been, it's been really incredible.
And now moving on from that, which is a real buzzy show. I mean, people talk about Insecure all the time. You're now in a new project, Snowfall. Seems to be a different kind of angle, different timeline, different subject matter. Tell us about Snowfall. What is this show about?
So Snowfall really centers around, it's set in the 80s in Los Angeles, and, you know, to speak earlier about conspiracies and such or not, but it's the movement of crack into, you know, the lower income neighborhoods in Los Angeles, and who and what different pieces were involved. So the show really operates kind of in these three different worlds. You have East LA, these kind of you know, Mexican people who are involved in it to one degree, and then you have like a CIA operative who is dirty but also, you know, really trying to do the right thing but kind of getting muddied up in it, and then finally, but you know, principally, is a young black kid, Franklin Saint, who is a college graduate but from Compton, and you know, trying to make ends meet, and finds himself right at the center of cocaine starting to flush in to the city, and that's really what it is. So this first season was a real like slow burn because they had a lot to set up, and I don't know if so you guys haven't seen any of it, but then I play a Colombian gangster who is a part of the movement of the cocaine into this situation.
Wow. Very cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool. And you still have time with all of these great TV shows you're doing. You're doing great movies as well. You love the stage. You're back up on the stage. Tell us what you're working on now.
I have to. Yeah, so right now I'm doing Boney Alvarez's new play called Fixed. We are doing it at the Atwater Village Theater through the Echo Theater Company. And you can get tickets at echotheater.com. So this play is set in a Filipino ladyboy, as they call themselves, massage parlor.
Wow.
Historic Filipino section of L.A. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's inspired by an old Calderon Spanish play, as well as, I don't know if you've ever seen the documentary Paris is Burning.
Oh, absolutely.
But
yeah,
they are these drag ball dancers. And then on the other side of the play, my older brother is running for city council.
Okay.
And so he's basically said to me, do not go over there during this campaign because my character, Mariano, is in love with Miracles Malakan Young, one of these ladyboy masseuse drag ball dancers.
Uh-oh.
Romeo and Juliet, families warring, you know, exploring sexuality, identity. Yeah, total classic. I mean, Boney has an incredible ability. You know, it feels very sweeping, you know, Tennessee Williams kind of language.
Wow.
Where it's just everybody leads with the heart. You know, it's all about this, you know, it's this tragic love story. And we are letting audiences in.
Fantastic. Have you opened or are you still in previews?
We have opened, yeah. We opened last week. We had a show today. We are, so we run Friday through Monday. On Friday, Saturday, we are at 8:30. On Sunday, we are at 4. And on Monday, we are also, again, at 8:30 p.m.
Fantastic.
That's been great.
And website address for people who want to go out and get more information?
Echotheater.com.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Wade, Elaine, Marcus. See him in Snowfall. Keep seeing him in shows like Insecure. I want to thank you so much, Wade, for being part of The Bigger Picture.
And thank you so very much as well. EchoTheaterCompany.com.
Ooh, that's important. Right, that's important. Add the company.
Echo Theater Company.
All right. Thanks so much, Wade. Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. Our phone lines are open, 866-870-5752. We're going to be back to you with more callers, more content, just a few minutes' time.